This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. Today marks the first day of Islam Awareness Week, where we share with you something dear to our hearts, our faith. Islam is a religion shared by 2,634 Cantabrians of various backgrounds, including Māori, Pākehā, Afghani, Pacific Islanders, Southeast Asians, Middle Eastern, North and East Africans, and Europeans. Islam Awareness Week is an annual event held by FIANS, intended to showcase Islam. This year's chosen theme is halal. The word halal is often associated with food and things that are consumed, but this is far more than that. Yes, everything we consume must be halal, but also the money we use in buying that which we consume must also be legally acquired, and what is also consumed must be halal. The Islamic concept of halal is embedded in many of the values that New Zealand as a country embraces, such as eating wholesome and nutritious foods and not eating or feeding others what is harmful, living on what is legally earned, giving measure for measure in all our dealings, fair wages for fair service, transparency, not wasting resources nor damaging the environment, and above all, fostering peace and harmonious existence. The number of people in New Zealand affiliated with the Muslim religion increased 27.9% since 2006, from 36,072 people in 2006 to 46,149 people in 2013. Muslims make up 1% of the population in New Zealand. Muslims have quite a long history in New Zealand. The first Muslims in New Zealand were an Indian family who settled in Kashmir, Christchurch in the 1850s. The first Islamic organisation in New Zealand, the New Zealand Muslim Association, was established in Auckland in 1950. In 1951, the refugee boat SS Goya brought over 60 Muslim men from Eastern Europe, including Mazhar, who would later serve twice as president of the New Zealand Muslim Association. These Gujarati and European immigrants worked together in the 1950s to buy a house and convert it into an Islamic centre in 1959. In April of 1979, Mazhar brought together the three original regional Muslim organisations of Canterbury, Wellington and Auckland to create the only national Islamic body, the Federation of Islamic Associations of New Zealand. Large-scale Muslim immigration began with the arrival of mainly working-class Indo-Fijians in the 1970s. They were followed by professionals after the first Fiji coup in 1987. Early in the 1990s, many immigrants were admitted under the New Zealand refugee quota from war zones in Somalia, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Kosovo, and Iraq. New Zealand now has a number of mosques in major cities. Two Islamic schools, Al-Medina and Zayed College for girls. Christchurch mosques include Deans Ave An-Nur Mosque, Linwood Islamic Centre, UC and Lincoln Musalla, Rasulullah Centre. These centres serve as a religious centre but also educational places for special gatherings. Today we have with us two members of the Muslim community. Can you please introduce yourselves?
Assalamu alaikum, this is Jamal Fouda. I am the religious minister of Muslim Association Canterbury.
Assalamu alaikum and hi, my name is Ayman. I am a mechanical engineer living and working in Christchurch. I also work with MAC as the maintenance officer taking care of the Deans Avenue Mosque in Riccarton.
So how did Muslim Awareness Week come about?
The initiative for Islam Awareness Week is a national initiative carried over by FIANS, which is the national body that houses all the different organizations carried in the whole country. And typically, this would sort of come in time right in the middle of September in correspondence with the attack that happened in 9/11 in America. And we, it's sort of an initiative to raise awareness towards Islam and its beliefs and what the Muslims conduct on a daily basis. This was really important for us and important on a national level, as media and other channels have been communicating not the best of information, and we thought it was a very important role that the Muslims reach out to the wider community and effectively communicate as to what Islam is all about and what does it actually dictate on the Muslim to live their daily lives by. So Islam Awareness Week essentially could be carried over not on the recommended days, but it's more of an initiative that's carried out by FIANS to allow the Muslims in the different regions all over New Zealand to try their best to communicate and efficiently reach out to the wider community. So that would be sort of a consensus of trying to get together with other people that you're not usually coming across with on your daily basis as a Muslim. So now, why do we think Islam Awareness Week is necessary? So it's very important that as much as the Muslim wider community is sort of trying to take the initiative, it's also very important that the Muslims themselves try to reach out within their own existing communities and communicate with them as to what they do on a daily basis and what their religion is all about. And this could be in various forms and various activities. And this is sort of the national initiative carried over by all the Muslims in New Zealand.
Can you tell us a bit about the events and the activities that are happening?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the major events that we are carrying over is a mosque open day. So to speak, we open the doors to the mosque for people to come in and ask any sort of questions they want and even take a tour, see what the different segments of different rooms in the mosque, what's a mosque composed of, what's the different anatomy of a mosque, how does it come together, what's the typical timetable that the Muslims would be interacting with on a daily basis, the 5 daily prayers, how do we prepare for the 5 daily prayers. And then just we have testimonies from new Muslims, how do they experience Islam as a new Muslim. We also have a bit of tea and coffee and a bit of desserts, to act as a lubricant for the conversation. So we have also posters in display that talk about the different sections and the different things that govern Islam. For example, the 5 pillars of Islam, like Hajj and Ramadan, the holy month that we fast in its entirety of. So we have these different activities that are carried over inside the mosque, but we also have other things where we also try to reach out to the neighbors of the different mosques. So here at Dean's Avenue Mosque, we're trying to reach out to all our neighbors by inviting them over for a dinner that would be happening Sunday on the 23rd. But the open mosque is going to be happening on the 22nd, and that's morally focused between 12 p.m. and 5 p.m. And that's the specific times which we're opening the mosque to the public to come in anytime they want and sort of tour around the mosque.
So the theme this year is halal, more than just food. Can you tell me what halal means and what are some of the misconceptions about it?
Yeah, halal means pure and clean. That's an Arabic word, which means pure and clean. So anything that is pure and clean would be considered in Islamic faith as halal. So in terms of food, the person needs to eat the halal that is slaughtered in a specific way. And then the meat will become halal meat. But halal, there are misconceptions about this term, that people might think that halal only related to food, but is actually in the Muslim life, halal is more than food. So on the individual side, the halal means that the person is going to look after himself, being clean, being a good person to the people around him. On the community side, the person is going to be kind to his neighbors, to his friends, and the people he meets in his life. In, for example, if the person wants halal in the shop, he needs to communicate well with people, respect to them. Sometimes it's very crowded, then the person needs to be patient and to take his turn to take things and put things in the trolley. This is the halal way of living with the community and live a wider community around the person. And then also halal, to live halal in your job, then you have to earn your money from a halal source. And also share the extra money that you have with the less fortunate people around you, so, such as giving a charity or part of the activities we do, halal, it's a food bank. So this is the halal way of life for Muslim is more important than, or not specific for food only. That's it all about the halal and what halal means.
What does halal mean for Muslims, and how important is it for Muslims to live in a halal way?
Yeah, as Muslims, we live according to Al-Quran, and the Quran is the holy book for Muslims. And anything that is related to our life, we refer to the holy book. And for the moral values that we share with all humanity, people need to be moral and fair and earn, for example, earn their money from a halal source, help and support other people, and being kind and share the planet Earth in peace and harmony with other people. And at the end of the day, God is the judge. But we as Muslims, when we live in a halal way, we deal with other people in a peaceful manner and love them, live together as good people, sharing the planet Earth in peace and love and harmony together. That's what halal means.
Islam Awareness Week and other initiatives such as this are very important because there are a lot of misconceptions about our faith, especially post 9/11 and the rise of Islamophobic movies and TV series such as American Sniper and Homeland. So how do you deal with microaggressions and Islamophobia in a halal manner?
First of all, in New Zealand, it's likely that this happens. But if it happens by some individuals, then as a Muslim, it's part of the faith is to be patient and to listen to people and then explain myself in a very clear and fair manner that racial discrimination is not accepted. And we all live in New Zealand as New Zealand citizens. We care about each other, and we educate ourselves about each other. And this is the only way that people would understand and tolerate each other and understand each other.
So, Amin, would you like to talk to us about halal food?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So halal food is a very big, big market. So just to put it into contrast and look at the values, there's around 1.6, 1.7 billion Muslims around, and that number is only growing. And simple economics, the demand the supply cannot meet the demand. So now we're sort of looking at trying to get the supply from all sorts of the world, and New Zealand is a big part of that sort of equation. Just to look at the simple numbers, we were talking about $790 million or $720 million just from New Zealand exports to the countries, the GCC, which is the Gulf region that consists of UAE and Saudi Arabia and so forth. We also have a big increase in metal exports, and the demand is only increasing thanks to the fact that New Zealand has very high quality meat, and people are only demanding more of that. So the halal food is also on the spectrum of foods that are consumed on a daily basis here in New Zealand. And here in New Zealand, we're talking about halal certified restaurants and food outlets. Those have also been increasing in a significant manner. Fians, which is the body that accredits these restaurants and food outlets, has said that they've increased between 30 to 40% in the last 5 years, and they're only bound to increase more.
Great, thank you. So for the last question, How do you integrate Islam with the New Zealand way of life?
Yeah, for we have different groups of or different organizations that work in the society, especially in Christchurch. We have MAC, Muslim Association of Canterbury. We have CMCT and NOAA Center and Linwood, and also another center of Rasulullah Center. We work together as one body, and we try to organize things together. And actually, part of the Islamic faith is that Muslims of different groups, of different school of thoughts, they should work together, and that's what we are trying to achieve. That when we do, for example, Eid celebration, we work together, organize together, and we pray together, and this important factor in New Zealand community. We love each other and care about each other in a very fair and integrated manner. But at the same time, every group can do their own activities, and we don't impose our ideas on other people, and we accept them, and we work together for the benefit of our society, whether the people are Muslims and or non-Muslims. An example of this is the food bank. The Muslim community, they contribute towards the food bank, and we share this with the community, whether they are Muslim individuals or non-Muslims. And this is something that I like very much about it.
Personally, for me, how to integrate Islam with your Kiwi lifestyle, it's really simple in the sense that it's sort of built based on a lot of stuff I've learned as an engineer. But it's very simple, which boils down to one word, which is lead by example. So a lot of, especially engineers, they're very fascinated by the way Japanese people conduct their production floor and how they do all sorts of things in terms of how they operate and how they manage things in their production floors. And they've developed philosophies and deep studies about them. And this is all based because they wanted to significantly improve their economy after World War II, and they wanted to lead by example. So that's exactly how I try to live my life on a daily basis. Islam for me has always been a day-to-day thing that I carry with me, and it's a way of life that makes me try to be the best Kiwi, the best Muslim, the best person I can be. And I think it works very well with all the ethics and all the manners that are integrated into the actual religion. And in fact, I think not only does it make my life better, but it makes me feel like I'm contributing to society by making sure that I have the best form of manner on me all the time.
The Muslim community in Christchurch is very involved with the outer community. We have ongoing work by two Muslim groups that support Help for the Homeless. We have ongoing work by the Canterbury Muslim Community Trust Board with Building Bridges Muslim Advisory Group. An example of this would be the Muslim Community Trust Board working with journalism students here at ADA. Okay, that's all we have time for. Amin, can you please give us a recap of Islam Awareness Week and all the information where they can get the information from?
Absolutely. So we are happy to have you guys over on the 22nd of September in Reckerton Deans Avenue 101, which is the mosque that faces Hagley Park, a very beautiful location. The event starts from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., and we're going to have an open mosque. You can just come in and just ask questions. I'll be there, and if you want to personally come talk to me, I'm more than happy to engage in a conversation. We will have a bit of finger food and a bit of tea and coffee just to have the conversation started. We would love to have all of you over, and feel free to pop in anytime between those two times.
Okay, thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening.